So, David, with tonight's game, Rotherham United coming in at the wrong end of the table, going to Huddersfield at the top end. How are you seeing the preparations of the game from the Rotherham side?
Well, I mean, it's part of a hard run. This hard run of games. I mean, Rotherham have got Huddersfield tonight, and then Newcastle on Saturday, and then afternoon international break. They've got Norwich and then Birmingham. So it's the start of a tough run, this. I mean, it's a Yorkshire derby. I think Huddersfield are the strong favourites, aren't they? They've started really strongly. And I think at any point, you know, even a draw would be a bonus point for Rotherham.
From the outside, it seemed as though Rotherham have been waiting to properly spark under Alan Stubbs. Is that a fair assessment, would you say, or have they been playing really well and they've just been really unfortunate?
No, I think that's a fair assessment. I think one win from the first nine games, you know, tells the story really, doesn't it? I mean, his new manager, he came in, you know, he's introduced a new playing style. It's more of a passing game. He's had, what, 13, 14 new signings to bed in as well. It's still really to get probably his strongest 11 out and bed that 11 in. I'm talking people who'll be missing, like Kirk Broadfoot, who's an influential player, was last season under Neil Warnock when the team did so well. And he's had Lee Fredericton missing for quite a bit of the season as well. So, you know, it's a team in transition, but you often don't get that time in the Championship and they need to start picking up points.
And yeah, you mentioned earlier the game's coming thick and fast. This is just the start of a big run, which does have the international break in it. But how is Alan Stubbs thinking in terms of his squad depth? I mean, you mentioned lots of players coming in, but is he happy with everyone's fitness? Does he feel everybody is up to speed? Or does he feel like actually they could do with the break coming sooner rather than later?
Well, breaks are either a good thing or a bad thing, aren't they? If you're on a good run, you want to carry on playing. If you're on a poor run, sometimes it's good to take a step back and regroup. I mean, the problem for Alan Stubbs this season has been in defence. You know, been well chronicled. It's a leakish defence in the Football League. There's been individual errors, sort of allowing other teams a bit too much time and space. They were tighter on Saturday against Cardiff, but that was a game they really need to get something from, get a bit of insurance ahead of this tough run. So it's going to take time, but, you know, I think the fans are, you know, hoping for a kickstart, and we need to start turning this away form round particularly because, you know, Rotherham, I think, have only run 8 away games since we've been to the Championship a couple of years ago.
Huddersfield tonight, David Wagner is going to have some changes enforced on him. Three players out due to suspension. Rajiv van La Parra from his double yellows on Saturday, and Chris Lerver and also Mark Hudson have accumulated 5 bookings each. So they're all suspended. That, I guess, looking from the Rotherham point of view, and I should say at this point, David, I'm actually a Huddersfield fan, but from that point of view, if you're a Rotherham fan and somebody looking at them, that, if you're looking for any glimpses of light, if you want any hope, that's got to be something to look to make the most out of.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we could do it any help in hand we can get at the moment. I think Rotherham's hope coming into this game is to be tight, to be competitive. You know, the old saying, to make sure they're in it after 70 minutes and then, you know, take it from there. I think even though that, you know, they've got players missing on the field, I still think they're the favourites, but you know, you'd hope this runner Rotherham's got a turn at some time, so why not tonight?
Just to quickly take us back to the manager, David, just thinking on something you said a few minutes ago, and it reminded me that Alan Stubbs has come in after Neil Warnock. There was hope that Neil Warnock might stay on for Rotherham fans. What Warnock did there last season, I think universally across football, everyone looked at it and really took notice. Was it always going to be difficult for anybody who came in following that Neil Warnock era?
I think so, yeah. I mean, he was a hard act to follow, wasn't he? As was, you know, Steve Evans to an extent as well. I mean, as I say, you know, Alan Stubbs has had to reduce new ideas. He's been a really thorough revamp of the squad. He's probably not got, there was talk of a big money striker coming in this summer that didn't quite come off, and maybe that's something that will be revisited in January. But, you know, it's a different man, it's different methods, and sometimes things, you know, take time to adjust. So, you know, we'll see how we go on going forward.
Well, David, it's been brilliant to get you on the show talking about Rotherham. Safe journey to the game tonight.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Andy.